This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with the Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I don't even know why I bother to skim the news, the mainstream news that is, you know, every day before the show I go on Google and I skim to see if there's anything that the lamestream's talking about worth our time, and there usually isn't. It usually is a bunch of fluff. I look at today's, we got Michael Jackson, whoop-dee-doo-dah. This is interesting. Day two of Obamacare, computers still trying to catch up with the intense interest. At least that's how they're framing it. We got some new murder. I don't know, what's this chick's name? It's not in front of me. The Beanie Baby dude. Billionaire. How do you make $1 billion selling Beanie Babies?
The same way you do making pet rocks.
A billionaire selling Beanie Babies.
You sell them to Bean Brains.
I'm in the wrong business. Jeez.
Well, it's hula hoops and Beanie Babies and pet rocks. And what's next?
Who knows?
Hey, but I'm excited. I'm excited, Bob. You don't sound excited about the show tonight, man. Come on, dude.
Oh, hey, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us here on the show tonight.
Yeah,
there's lots of great stuff to talk about, and everything's just honky-dory. And riding shotgun with me is my great co-host, Steve Starrs. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Bob, and I just want to let everybody know that we got a great show tonight, and who's going to be our guest? Clint Richardson coming up in about an hour, and his main topic, go ahead, Bob, you tell them all.
It's the Corporation Nation. We'll talk to him, but not just about the Corporation Nation. We'll get into a little bit of this, a little bit of that with Clint Richardson coming up next hour. I'm so excited to have him, Steve, just absolutely ecstatic. This is going to be a show worth listening to.
All right, it really will. It really will, though. That's the thing. You know, this is a good show coming up. And I don't know if I should mention it, but don't tease me, Bob, about tomorrow night's guest. Don't tease me,
bro.
Don't tease me.
Yeah, it's don't tease me, bro.
It's tase me. Tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. Andrew Meyer will be coming on tomorrow. He's got a new campaign he's launching of how to empower students on college campuses to make an impact. So we'll see what he's got in mind.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, you know, because
haven't heard of him. He was all over the news. And the funny thing is, he was at the same university I attended.
Yes.
The same one. So if it wasn't him who got tased that day, probably would have been Bob Tuscan.
Yeah. I mean, look at Bob's hair. It's almost like he did get tased, maybe by proxy. I'm just kidding you, man. I'm just giving you a hard time, buddy. Yeah, I mean, I what would Bob be without, you know, his diva image and the hair, right? You know, ladies and gentlemen.
An 8-year-old points fingers like a gun suspended for acts of violence. Talking about this yesterday, not this story actually, but this general topic of children being suspended for having fake guns, and we're talking Pop-Tart fake guns, we're talking a fake gun on a keychain, ridiculous fake guns that the schools, the nanny state, are coming down on children for. But here we go. Just yesterday, Mr. Producer, do you remember me saying, what's next? Are they going to put, are they going to suspend children for using their fingers as a gun? Remember me saying this? Okay, well, here's the story. 8-year-old, he backed me up. You couldn't hear him, but he said yes. 8-year-old, and go back to the archives. You know, it's all there. 8-year-old Jordan Bennett was suspended from school in Florida after being accused of an act of violence for using his finger to make an imaginary gun during a game of cops and robbers.
Oh, my goodness.
See, according to Fox News, Steve, administrators at Harmony Community School in Harmony, Florida. Oh, it's... That's not very harmonious. Well, where is Harmony, Florida? I thought I've heard of all the different cities in Florida. I mean, there's a lot of cities, so part of my ignorance. Harmony, Florida. Let's see here. I'm looking on a map now. It is in the Orlando, Kissimmee area. Wow, it looks extremely harmonious. Very nice. Anyways, long story short, the school district official said their code of conduct, quote, prohibits students from playing with invisible guns.
Wow. Invisible guns are the worst kind, Bob. You know, it's like it's a concealed weapon, a concealed finger. You know what I mean? You it's the intent, you know, of using a gun that is so scary to a lot of people. You know, remember, guns don't kill people. People kill people, but the intent...
Actually, invisible guns kill people.
That's right, they do, you know, in invisible games, in the fantasy land play world, you know. Well, I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd, of course. And there are just people who are knee-jerking. And, you know, one of them is John Kerry, who signed that small arms treaty bill with the United Nations, you know, in my opinion, an act of treason. I mean, how are you going to supersede the Second Amendment within an international treaty? But then John Kerry was also the person who was being addressed at the day, you know, when our friend Andrew Myers was tased by asking him questions as to why he turned down becoming the president of the United States and why he didn't have an investigation of what I would call a real crime, which is election fraud. You know, and the
oh, crowd... And don't forget how he's a bonesman along with his bonesman brother. Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. A Roman Catholic trainee. Apparently he went to the finest Jesuit schools before they slipped him into the Freemason Protestant aspect of all this, which is Skull and Bones at Yale. So he's all things to all people. And it would be interesting to note, and I'll probably bring this up because I want to listen to that show tomorrow night, is that, you know, Kerry didn't just disappear from the political horizon after that. I mean, it wasn't like he went off and, you know, quietly into the night. Now he's lying to the world about what happened in Syria. And the president of Russia, I guess his name is Putin, called him a pathetic liar to his face. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. And remember all the students at your alma mater there, Bob, Florida University, laughing and chuckling while this gentleman was asking some serious questions and being tased. I mean, this is the state of America right now. I knew then, as you did, that there was something very wrong with what was going on there. But I'm glad that Mr. Andrew Myers is back and that you will have him on the show tomorrow night. And, you know, I want to hear that show, and I want to hear a few of the things he has to say as to why he's been kind of quiet for a while. I mean, what
right.
kind of pressure was he under for a while?
You know, he went on the Today Show afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of let me down with his appearance on the Today Show. He really didn't, you know, continue to present himself with the same passion that we saw him present himself with on that day. So, yeah, that's coming up tomorrow night. Again, Clint Richardson next hour. But for hour number one tonight, we're going to have open phone lines at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll also tell you, coming up in just a moment, about how Monsanto had acquired a big data weather firm This is very interesting. Here's more connections to them wanting to take a look at the control of our weather. Is there a chemtrail connection, a geoengineering connection? Well, my hunch is, yes, there is. And I'll also tell you when we come back about a drone crash. Yeah, that's right, folks. Even though the government has shut down, they're still protecting us, thank goodness, with their drones in our skies. But, oops, small helicopter drone flying high above Manhattan crashed just today, or actually Monday. And we'll tell you about that and so much more coming up on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. So glad you could join us. So glad you can join us. It's going to be a great show, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial break, after these whatever. Yeah, great.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, so I was reading a story, Steve, that I told you about today of this doctor who was dosing people with chemotherapy. and radiation when they didn't even have cancer. He was telling his patients that, oh, I'm sorry, you have cancer. And, well, it turns out he was lying. He was profiting off of these people. This is so sick. It's really disturbing. It's probably part of the reason why I'm in a bad mood right now, to be honest. So sick. Absolutely sick. That anybody would do this. But people trust that authority figure in that white lab coat.
Yes, they do, and it's a tragedy. It really is.
Let's talk about this in a little bit, Steve. I'm just going to leave it at that. And then I'm going to tell you of a positive story of a three-year-old who gets medical marijuana, medicinal cannabis is how I like to refer to it as. I'll let you know how they're doing with the medicinal cannabis. Three-year-old. Wait until you hear how this three-year-old reacted to the so-called treatment provided by his oncologist. Wait until you hear this, and wait until you hear the salvation that he saw when he finally went to something that wasn't going to kill him in itself. If it wasn't bad enough, he's dying of cancer. The radiation, the chemo, the cutting, it's disgusting. And what this doctor did to people who weren't even suffering from cancer. Not that it's any good that people who are already suffering are put through more torture. Not that that's any good, but to do it to people who weren't even dying of cancer in the first place? This is, a crime that should not go unpunished, to say the least. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Would love to hear from you on anything you would like to talk about. 800-313-9443. I'll tell you about that drone crash and the new company Monsanto has acquired in just a second. But first, let's go to the phone lines.
Well, Bob, I just want to say one thing, though. That drone crash was probably caused by government employees who weren't on the job. They weren't on the job.
Steve.
It was an inexperienced person who was flying the drone.
Steve, I don't think that's what happened.
Oh, okay, all right.
They've left all the experienced drone pilots. They've left them.
Are you sure? I mean, because I saw drone.
They're essential. They're not non-essential government employees.
Right.
They're essential.
Right. We can't keep the parks open, but we have to have the drone pilots. And you're probably right.
What I don't know is, are they going to, like, I've actually heard some reports of this, but I haven't seen this confirmed. Are they going to literally prevent people by barricading them from entering the parks?
They tried with the World War II veterans, but they got through yesterday, and they're toughening up on them today. But anyhow, I'll let you get to your caller here. I know you got somebody waiting.
We want to get to the callers. We try to get to your calls as soon as they come in. And Mike has been holding now for a little bit, so we'll talk to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, there's a little song about that. There's a lot of people, I think, just like heroin addicts, they try to hide their addiction. And there's a little song that goes something like, money, 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 money makes me feel good. Boom, 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 boom. I have a need for it that's misunderstood. Dun, 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 dun. Henny, penny, nickel, pickle, 10-cent cone, shave and a haircut on me. Anyway, that's, and it's probably not in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, or they probably paid to have it took out, lust for money and greed. There's always somebody that's got more money than you, and you got to find more money and more ways to milk people for money, even if you've got enough to pay your malpractice insurance or whatever, your car payments and all that, and your medical bill, medical school student loans.
They should just sell Beanie Babies. That guy's got $1 billion.
Yeah, I drew a political cartoon a while back. I did a series of them called the Not So Far Fetched, which was a play off of The Far Side. And I had one there where a guy was pulled up to a stoplight in a cop car with a big wad of cash, handing it out to a bum, and the bum said, "Yeah, no thanks. I'll trade these Beanie Babies for some food, though." You know, that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
People don't realize they've bought in. And I knew somebody that had spent $600 on a curved glass display case to put their Beanie Babies in them. I'm like, what use is that? You know, I took up the end of their hall and had a stuff full of Beanie Babies, and I'm thinking, how much money does that represent that you blew on these things?
Hey, Mike, you do a cartoon, and if you do, where can we see them?
Oh, it's just something I did as a hobby, as a hand drawing. I do have a few on my profile, I think. There's one where it shows the man and his dog out west. There's like a Pueblo Indian desert drawing, you know, the stick man that's, you know, viewable from the sky.
Yeah.
And then there's a, it's juxtaposed, you know, it's a panel cartoon. One side is that guy in the desert, and the other side is the Pentagon. If you notice, the sidewalks in the Pentagon kind of look like a man with his Johnson hanging down. And and the question is, which most represents freedom? You know, the desert drawing or this captured stick man inside the Pentagon? I think obviously the first drawing represents the liberty and freedom of the peoples that, you know, roamed, the aboriginals that roamed the land and lived off the land. I mean, who knows how long they lived if they were eating all this natural antioxidants and agave and nophilea and all the stuff they try to sell you on TV, you know, to reduce your oxidative stress that we live in this modern society plagued with. Well, anyway, that, you know, the cartoon basically is kind of like that, and not so, the not so far-fetched. I don't know. I think I did another one where it shows this guy throwing rice out, you know, and a sparrow eating it up. And then it shows a TV next to it in the next panel. And, you know, birds supposedly will eat too much of the wrong stuff if they're fed. Aren't we much more valuable than sparrows? You know, that sort of thing. And they have 500 channels on TV, you know, now, or whatever it is. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, people will eat the wrong stuff that's fed to them, for sure. But anyway, it's kind of, you know, it waxes a little bit liberal sometimes, but it's hard to argue with such, you know, fundamental truths. Or this machine that we've set up is not protecting the people at all. It's by the corporations, for the corporations. But you had touched on something a while ago that I was actually originally called in to comment on, and I can't remember what it was now. The national parks. Why are we paying our tax dollars to administer these parks if they've been handed over to the United Nations anyway? And I think that's the reason why this government shutdown will not last too awfully long. I would suspect that at the very worst it would go to April. And at the very worst, because and they're already collecting taxes at the IRS.
Oh, yeah.
And the IRS wants to be exempted from Obamacare. They have a union. I didn't know that the tax workers at the IRS had a union. They want to be exempted from Obamacare, but they're not sending out any returns. That's what's funny. They're collecting taxes. They won't send out the returns.
How about that? Thanks for the call, buddy. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls in just moments.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
But Richard Tin will be joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're taking your calls in the meantime at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we go back to the phone line, Steve, let me tell you about this drone that crashed in Manhattan. A small helicopter drone flying high above the buildings on the east side of Manhattan crash-landed just feet away from a businessman during the Monday evening rush hour. Video has recovered from a memory card, video he recovered from a memory card in the crash debris shows the drone 20 to 30 stories above the busy streets and crowded sidewalks near Grand Central Station. The businessman reached out to Eyewitness News saying he thinks that the 3-pound drone could have seriously injured him had he taken a direct hit. But that's not the only problem. Not only are they dangerous and not safe, they're a big invasion on our privacy. And there's no, let me skim this article a little bit better, but when I read it at first, I didn't see a word as to whose drone it was. I doubt it was the federal government, strong because, well, they're close right now. No, I take that. We've learned that the drone is called the Phantom Quadcopter because of its four plastic rotor blades. It can be bought on the internet for under $500. Although small, the FAA considers it an unmanned aircraft system. And that's all they know. They don't know whose it was. They don't know why it was there. But they saw it crash. And they're asking for tips. If you know anything about this drone, please call the NYPD. So there you go, Steve. A drone crash. I have a feeling we're going to hear more about drone crashes in the next couple of years or so.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to see them interfering with air traffic and all kinds of things. And that's what even small pilots associations and even the FAA have raised questions about this. They're absolutely unnecessary, of course, but this is where law enforcement's going. You know, there's so much about all that, of course, wrapped up in the Patriot Act and the extension of what it's been and why we need to get rid of it and why people need to realize that the Fourth Amendment and this extravaganza of high-tech surveillance gear that's being put in place everywhere, it's bigger than the NSA, of course, and drones are a part of that as well.
So. Absolutely. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Bill. Hi there, Bill.
Hi, good evening. Thanks so very much for your kindness. Great broadcast as usual. I find it very interesting, and I'm hoping that my public serpent actually heard my message. My suggestion being, since they have closed, gully humped, and gated the forest, necessarily they're not for the people, obviously, any more than the public serpents that inhabit it by virtue of the Park Service and their bullets. I don't think we really need that or them. I would mention, and I hope you've had a chance to review the book that I had recommended by Dan, The 13th Tribe by Arthur Kessler. I did try to direct your attention to page 163 and 165. According to the Hebrew Chronicler, Solomon Bar Simon, considering as generally reliable, the Jews of Manassas faced an alternative between baptism or death at the hands of the mob. He gave the example of other communities by deciding on collective suicide. I assume that's what Dr. Wiener's comment was about 8 weeks ago in regard to genocide. I believe that Mitchell Jessen and his partner have demonstrated the concept of learned helplessness, and it seems to have permeated the churches all too well throughout the evangelical community here, in preparing classes on how to be a good Christian and prepare for persecution. I suggest it should be the other way around. Considering that the Park Service and the bills associated with the Park Service are funding the Holocaust Museum, I suggest to Mr. Bibi Netanyahu and the rest of those war criminals associated with their Knesset that the dead bury the dead. They take care of their own. They bury their own. And that's why we don't need the Park Service in particular any more than any of the congressional leadership that passed Public Law 102-14 on March 20th of 1991. I'd love to have you do a program on beware of the Noahide laws. Are you familiar with those? Noahide laws?
Yes. Yes, I am, and those went into effect very subtly in our system, and most people don't know enough about them, and neither do I, but I'm aware of the fact that we do need to be paying attention to those, Bill, and that would be a good show, as a matter of fact.
We'll have to do something on that.
I would think even a couple of them, considering whoever was in Congress and voted on March 5 of 1991 and March 7. March 5, considered and passed, Congressional Record, H.J.R. 104, Congressional Record, Volume 37, 1991. Passed by the House on March 5 and passed on March 7, considered and passed in the Senate. Every one of those war criminals needs to be rounded up immediately and held until we can deal with them with the courts, common law courts, biblical courts. It's absolutely outrageous. Right. I suggest that in order to break through a ambush, as Lark has mentioned, the engrenage, the only way of breaking through that I found from my medical friends from Vietnam was that you break through the other side. There, before anything is open in this criminal conspiracy called a constitutional republic, we need to make sure that nothing flies out of here and nobody receives amnesty or quarter until we retain our republic again, period.
Well, I'm very strongly in agreement with the fact that for too long we've allowed traitors to pilfer the nation, and that's why we have so many of them today. And, you go back to Smedley Butler, I'm sure you're well aware of him, Bill, and what happened and how they let all these fiends, including the Rockefellers and others involved with that attempted fascist overthrow of the government in the 30s, why they let all those people get away. And is that one case, for example?
Exactly. It's the Watchers, thewatcherfiles.com / Noah Hyde, NOAHIDE _laws.html. Guys are excellent as usual. Bless you both. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you very much, sir. Well, that's a good call, Bob.
Always great a call from Bill in Idaho. So we have open lines at 800-313-9443. I want to get to these stories, Steve, on cancer, because I got to get this off my chest. Otherwise, I'm just going to go crazy. Can't stop thinking about this. Let me adjust my chair here. An Oakland County doctor accused of intentionally misdiagnosing patients and ordering unnecessary treatments will remain in jail. He tried to get his bond lowered to $500,000. Not going to happen, as it shouldn't. This guy, Dr. Farid Fatah from Lebanon, has made over $169 million on Medicare. And here's what he was doing, Steve. Patients would come in, and he'd tell them that they were dying of cancer. Well, turns out he was lying. They weren't dying at all. They didn't even have cancer. And he was doping them up with dangerous chemotherapy. This is absolutely despicable. He deserves to be, and I hate to say this, but he deserves to be given chemo himself. It's as sick as can be. Absolutely disgusting. People have been affected by this, and this oncologist, all oncologists really should come to terms with just how dangerous their so-called treatments are. But this guy takes it to the next level, in my opinion. Absolutely disgusting. He deserves the death penalty, as far as I'm concerned. Give him the death penalty. Let him die of cancer. He deserves it. If anybody does, he does. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about how a 3-year-old beat cancer, not because of the help of this psychopathic oncologist, despite the odds, despite the nasty therapies they tried to poison the kid with, he beats it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So we have this doctor who was lying to his patients, telling them that they were suffering from cancer. And then on the other hand, we have three-year-olds dying of cancer, being told that their only treatment as far as the oncologist is concerned is chemo. Well, listen to this, folks. Folks, if you don't see through the cancer lies by now, then I don't know what's going to get you. But listen to this. Shocking, shocking, shocking.
Sierra Ridley's three-year-old son was diagnosed.
Hold on here. Have a hiccup in my board here. Let's try this again. What do I have to do to make this work? Close a couple tabs, maybe? All right. Live radio, folks. All right, listen to this.
Sierra Ridley's 3-year-old son was diagnosed with leukemia, and she decided to go through the traditional route of putting this small child under chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Now, while she did that, she noticed that her son was violently sick. Most people do get sick when they undergo chemotherapy and radiation therapy. In fact, 3-year-old Landon suffered nerve damage in his legs, nausea that led to vomiting dozens of times a day, intense pain, and at least one point he went 25 days without eating following the treatment.
Wow.
So it had gotten very serious, and Sierra had gotten very, very desperate in this situation, understandably so. So she decided to move from Utah to Colorado to actually take advantage of their medicinal marijuana laws there. And as you guys know, in Colorado, marijuana can be used for recreational use for people who are above the age of 18. But she decided to try this non-traditional method or strategy to help with her son's leukemia. And surprisingly, it worked. Now, there have been studies in the past, one study, I should be very specific, that did find that marijuana, the non-psychoactive component of marijuana, can stop cancer from metastasizing. However, there needs to be more studies done into that. But it was kind of incredible because it turns out that CBD, the non-toxic, non-psychoactive compound found in cannabis, in the cannabis plant, can actually stop metastasis in many kinds of aggressive cancer. And Sierra Ridley says the following: as soon as we started taking the oil, the platelets have been a regular healthy person's level, and doctors can't understand why.
So that's an amazing story. Obviously, it's just one person, one case. So you shouldn't assume that that's going to work in your case, and, you know, obviously.
Correction, it's not just one person. People from all over are receiving much-needed help from cannabis oil, and that's not the only thing, Steve. There's plenty of other means in which to deal with this besides the nasty chemo and burn and radiation, so on and so forth. I mean, and what they're doing to children is so disturbing. When you hear of a baby like this, 3 years old, Steve, hasn't ate for 25 days because of, not because of the cancer, but because of the so-called treatment. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a crime, and cancer is the real plague in our country today. It was never HIV/AIDS, friends, and they diverted all that money into this waste of time viral hypothesis that has come up with Bridges to Bubkus, nothing. And they are suppressing the various agents or research necessary. Now, you know, I hear stories like this a lot, and I believe there's some truth to them. What I want to know is, well, let's look at the actual active agents in the, what was it, the CBD that they mentioned here. Does it have particular peptides that react with the telomeres? I'm not trying to get too technical. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a buyer of purple green bark from the Amazon as a cure-all for cancer, unless somebody says, well, there are certain elements in here that we can test clinically. And that's what we should be doing. We should be looking at these agents in these the portions of the cannabis plant that are proven to inhibit cancer metastasis. And that's what we're not doing, Bob. And, you know, this is, I don't know if this is just an anecdotal case or whether, as you say, and I agree, and I've heard about this before, there are other documented cases of this agent being effective. Why don't we know more about it and what the real technical aspects of the operational, you know, the microbiological process is that works here and what these things do? That's my question.
Well, cannabis is illegal, Steve. It's a drug.
Yeah, it's been for thousands of years one of the most helpful plants in human history, eliminating people smoking it to get high. I mean, it's, you know, the Constitution of the United States, as I understand, is written on paper with hemp fiber. I mean, we've used hemp for canvas and all kinds of things for many years. We've known that we can grow it in tremendous amounts to produce fuel sources. It's very good for protein and feeding animals without getting them high. All this stuff. It's a great, incredibly productive plant. And as a result, we have outlawed it here in Colorado, where I live. We are doing the best we can, but, you know, even people who come up here to visit and campers who are think they're going to get away with recreationally smoking pot are getting busted in federal parks and things like that. So, I mean, we're still having trouble Even in this state right now, even though you've heard a lot about the good news of a more free and relaxed ability to either use medically or recreationally, in some cases, THC-laden hemp and cannabis, it's still a problem. So, you know, I mean, we're looking for that, but let's get these studies underway. Let's see what kinds of medical benefits we can find from this drug. And that's what needs to be done, and that's what's being ignored, Bob.
Yep, absolutely. Let's see here. I wanted to touch on one other story this hour before we get to Clint Richardson. Did you hear about this new company that Monsanto acquired?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were telling me a little bit about it earlier. Is this where they patent the weather now too, Bob? They're going to patent the weather as well? You know, clouds are patented and owned by Monsanto. That's, there goes a Monsanto cloud. Do you see a little Monsanto stamp on it?
Is that what they Well, Steve, just ahead of the October 12th in 10 days march against Monsanto that Brett called in and told us about last night, Monsanto announced their latest acquisition on the morning of their earnings release, revealing a larger than expected quarterly loss. It's because they bought this new company called Big Data, a weather firm. The Climate Corporation reports 4Q, earning loss, but they still bought it up. Telecrunch interview this morning with Monsanto VP of Global Strategy, Kerry Preet, and Climate Corporation CEO David Friedberg tells more. The Climate Corporation is the name of this big data weather firm. The Climate Corporation. Let's see here. I'm going to do a quick search on them and tell you what I find, all right?
Okay.
The Climate Corporation. You ready for their About Us page?
Yeah, read it.
It's a San Francisco-based company that examines weather data to provide insurance to farmers who can lock in profits even in the case of drought. Well,
oh,
folks, if you watched Michael Murphy's video, Why in the World Are They Spraying?, he shows that through weather manipulation, you can manipulate the markets and hedge your bets, and that you can essentially profit on futures and so on and so forth. So that's what this company's all about, and it's no wonder Monsanto would acquire it. Climate Corporation's technology platform ingests weather measurements from 2.5 million locations and forecasts from major climate models on a daily basis. Interesting.
Yep.
That Monsanto would acquire such a firm.
Yes, it is. And, of course, this is all about agriculture, and it's all about control. If you control the food, you control the people. So Monsanto has always been heading in that direction. You know, we've heard a lot of talk about the companies who have been are being pressured by some groups in Congress, and it's growing, to demand labeling of GMO products or foods in these the food products that they have out there. Why not just get the companies that have no GMO to put that on their labels? What's wrong with that? You know, I mean, no high corn fructose syrup. You know, there's no other artificial sweeteners. People put that on all the time. Why not just get the companies who produce products that don't have GMO to label those saying no GMO? What would be illegal about that? Would that be illegal to say no GMO foods in or products in this food product here? You know, one thing I have to say, we often criticize Walmart, but they did make a decision, and they need to be supported in this, to keep GMO products out of a lot of their own food store brands like Great Value and stuff like that. And when you go to there and they ask you, did you find everything you need? You could say, well, I didn't find any foods that weren't labeled no GMO, and I can't tell which foods do. You know, tell the clerks there when you're checking out, when you go to
right.
Walmart. I mean, vote with your pocketbook, friends, and put pressure on them. Walmart is not very famous for being a very charitable organization in terms of a corporation, which we'll be talking about in the next
segment.
No,
they're not. Hey, by the way, Steve, the CEO from the Climate Corporation that I was just telling you about, he used to work with Google. Interesting. All right, we'll be back with Clint Richardson next hour. Don't go anywhere. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure, buddy. Have a good show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.